BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Forgiven and Grateful.
A Pharisee named Simon invited Jesus into his house for a meal. While they were eating, a woman came who was known to be a great sinner. She stood behind Jesus and started to cry. She then knelt down and washed his feet with her tears. She let down her hair and used it to dry his feet. She then kissed them and anointed them with expensive oil. Simon thought to himself, "Well, this proves that Jesus isn't a prophet. If he were, he would know what kind of woman this is and wouldn't let her touch him." Jesus knew what he was thinking. He said, "Simon, I have a question for you. Two men owed a debt to the same banker. One owed 2,500, while the other owed 25,000. Both were unable to pay it back, which meant they would be sold into slavery. Instead, the banker decided to forgive their debts and set them free. Which of these men will be the most grateful and loyal to the banker?" Simon was quick to answer, "Well, of course, the one who owed 25,000. "You're absolutely right. I came into your house, and you didn't provide water to wash my feet. Look at this woman. She didn't say a word, but simply washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You didn't welcome me with a kiss, but this woman hasn't stopped kissing my feet. You didn't offer me oil to freshen up. Look, she has anointed my feet with a generous amount of expensive oil. Why is she doing this? Oh, it's because her sins are many, and she's grateful to be forgiven. Those who feel like they've been good all their lives don't experience such deep gratitude." He turned to the woman, "Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you." Jesus told the crowd a story about a farmer who went out to plant his field. Some seed fell upon the hard path. It didn't sprout, so birds came and ate it. Some seed fell among the rocks with very little soil. It sprouted, but shriveled up because of the hot sun. Some of the seed fell into a patch of weeds. It sprouted, but the weeds used up all the moisture and sunlight. Ah, but some of the seed fell on good soil. It grew and became mature plants. The harvest was great. Jesus didn't explain the meaning of this parable to the crowd, so the disciples asked, "What does it mean?" "The seed is the word of God, and the very soils is how people receive it. Some are like the path. They don't understand it, so it is taken away so they won't believe. Some are like the rocks. They receive it, but don't establish roots. They're not strong enough to endure trials and persecutions. Some are like the weeds. Their priorities keep them from maturing and producing a harvest. Oh, but like the good soil, some hear the word with an open heart and understand it. They mature, and the harvest is great."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.